I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Well, so much for South Sudan's ceasefire. Fighting has erupted again, and both sides are blaming each other for starting it. Security issues have been disruptive to an Open Doors partner, Emmanuel Christian College. Open Doors' David Curry explains.
Because of the danger, because of the upheaval, we've had to really watch our operations.
But classes are back up and running because the pastor training is too critical to delay. Why the urgency? It's gospel strategy.
If we can see good things happen in South Sudan, it could spread to other countries. To the north, you have Egypt. To the south, you have North Africa.
And partnerships, unity, cooperation, sharing. All of these words are important when it comes to proclaiming Christ to the world. MNN's Greg Yoder's in Sochi, Russia with more.
Churches, ministries, and Christians are working together to make the Fun Zone successful. SOAR International provided the tents needed to help house the Fun Zones themselves. They also purchased sound equipment, televisions, and more to make watching the Olympics possible. Russian Ministries also played a part in the success by providing scripture and resources. Vice President Wally Kolakoff says this cooperation could be a breakthrough for Russia's evangelical church.
Russia has been divided through denominations and missions and the purposes and goals. And what I see today here is unprecedented, Greg. To me, this is so encouraging to know that in Russia, mission organizations can come together and work hand in hand. And not just five fingers doing different things.
Fun Zone activities continue through the end of the Olympics. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Sochi, Russia.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a generous donation, MNN is now offering Congo Dawn, a new best-selling novel from Jeanette Wendell. Get Congo Dawn by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.